The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Oh, you already know.
Still, you better call somebody.
You know, here's the thing. Best damn audio. You have to think about this. Now, we are a radio show, so
yeah.
When you send us these, what are videos normally, you have to remember, will it make sense on the radio? And a lot of them are very funny to watch that you tag us in. But before you send them to us, close your eyes and listen to it and see if it still is. Because I feel bad. I mean, so many people. It's good for our social media.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like, oh, I don't want to say that's not funny because I LOL'd. I didn't roll on the floor doing it, but I LOL'd. Tongue was out. I thought
you were laughing out loud.
But it just wouldn't translate on the radio. No. This one does. By the way, saying all that, if you're one of those that you doom scroll for 10 hours a day, contribute something funny to the show. You can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933.
While you're tagging me, you can tag Mattman at OMatthew, OHMAFFEW.
.com. Now.
Galay.com.
This one here. This is, you know, when you laugh, something's funny. You don't breathe, but you laugh. Like, this noise is coming out. Ha, 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 ha. But when you can't breathe, there's nothing. There's no. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This lady right here, this is what I call the best and worst laugh ever.
What is your personal philosophy of rehabilitation?
So my personal philosophy of rehabilitation.
That almighty. Something's wrong.
Dude,
hang on a second.
That sounded like she was summoning a demon.
A duck.
She sounded like Froggy from Little Rascals.
A possessed duck.
Dude, like that MF-er.
The little Donald Duck was like.
Do it again. Oh my God.
She sounded like a damn chainsaw.
They're playing a board game, by the way.
What is your personal philosophy of rehabilitation?
So, my personal philosophy of rehabilitation.
That chick sounds like she's a Greer drag strip about to take off.
She's laughing through her bottom.
She's laughing through her bottom. She needs to get a COPD test.
God dang it. She might have it times 10.
Like, that was. So I don't have enough throat to even do that.
I can't even replicate it. Like, you know how you do the fat wheeze?
Oh, God. So I think that's the best and worst.
Frog farts,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've had those before, I've stepped on them.
A lot of people have TikTok. This chick here had a TikTok that her dad's friends found and told her dad about it.
Oh, no.
So she's putting everybody on notice. You may notice that she has an accent in this clip.
This is my first f***ing crash out online. I'm sorry for this. Usually I keep my f***ing page very lighthearted, but my dad f***ing just called me and said someone f***ing told him about my f***ing TikToks, and then I was talking s***, and then he didn't want to tell me who it was. So whoever f***ing did it, whoever's watching this, whoever f***ing rat piece of s*** decided to do that, you know, considering you don't ever f***ing talk to me at holidays, that's why you haven't seen me in f***ing 4 years, go f*** yourself. That's it. That's f***ing all.
She sounds like a Yankee midget.
So I don't know.
A little Yankee.
I don't know if she's got a touch of something going on. I don't like want to like make fun of her for it, but she's definitely got, how do you say
She's got like Munchkin voice. Like, she sounded like she could be in Wicked. Do they have Munchkins in Wicked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have them in The Wiz? That's something separate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird one.
I feel like she could be home all day with a disability. She's got one of those type things
going. Oh, Lord.
Well, let's keep it in the same region.
Okay.
How about that? The Red Sox are, well, they're rough this year. Last place. Terrible. So, this guy goes to a game and asks a Red Sox fan after the game what he thinks of the team.
Is this the worst Red Sox team you've seen in your entire life?
Dude, I've been here and I've been watching this team since 1973. Man, there's no worse team than this one. Guarantee me. I've seen a lot of Red Sox teams here. This is the worst team. And that's what you get. You go out there and get a suck-ass general manager, you're going to get this. You're going to get garbage. You got to go out there and get a good manager for this club who knows how to deal with other managers.
How about the way he says garbage? Here's this one again.
What is your personal philosophy of rehabilitation?
So my personal philosophy of rehabilitation...
I gotta see the video.
I'll share it.
I'm a professional!
At the end, that sounds like literally like Donald Duck laughing. Mickey said something funny.
And Donald Duck gasped.
God bless. Why you play that one again? You didn't think yours was good.
It's just, I thought they were a little bit longer.
Oh,
you just gotta.
I also like, I don't want to laugh all over them either. Like, my face is smiling real big, but I don't want to like overcompensate the thing. This one I do have to give a shout out to it. This was actually I was tagged in this one. You probably were too, Fat Boy, but you don't really go look at this. This is from P1 Butch Mantel, and this is from this is from an 80-plus-year-old man's funeral. And that man, I don't know how many men you would find that would admit, yes, this is my favorite movie. But his favorite movie was Titanic.
Oh, well, it is a
great
month.
Movie.
It was a great movie. He froze to death. For men, it was not
he
that.
He did. There was room on the door, but that bitch wouldn't let him up on it. So.
Yeah, he could have been saved. So this is from that man's funeral, and he had asked a local singer to perform a song from the movie Titanic. God. Pardon.
Whoops.
And here it is. Tell me, is this good or bad? I can't put a. I would be entertained, but this is a funeral.
Clap at a funeral. You know, Celine nailed that in one take, by the way. The very first time. Nailed it.
Dude, Celine Dion's a weird woman. She's put out a...
Well, she's got stiff person syndrome.
Well, she put out a children's clothing line, which, first off, is kind of, I don't know, odd out of the... but, like, I saw a commercial for it. I thought it was, I thought it was AI. I had to Google it, and it turned out, man, it's weird. Like, she walks into, like, this incubator where there's, like, kids being incubated. She's in the incubator, right? And, like, she's putting her new baby clothes on them or whatever, and then all of a sudden an alarm goes off, and she's in the incubator, and the cops come in, and they chase her out. God. It's weird. And the clothes for the kids have baby horns, like devil horns.
This is real.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man, some baby clothes.
She done sold her soul, and part of the penance is that she freezes or whatever it was. Very weird.
About all that.
Cool. We might want to take a break.
Okay, let's take a break. The music will continue. We have a youth pastor who has figured out the way to get kids to come back to church.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's they figured out.
That's the way you do it.
A basketball gym just doesn't do it anymore. Doesn't do it anymore.
We actually have a first for Best Damn Audio. You know, we had these HR training tapes.
Yeah.
Well, this actually happened to a P1.
Oh, no.
He was a part of a training exercise, and he sent his in.
I can't wait to hear it.
He's in the training exercise. I'm going to shout him out, too. What do you hear? Oh, Lord.
Okay. You have a theme to those, so I can't wait for that. I also have a couple, an elderly couple, that you're going to say, God, I wish my grandma and grandpa was like that. You're going to wish your grandma and grandpa was like this.
Are they fun?
Oh, I got to man the dump button on that one.
You got to man the dump button on that one.
Oh, Lord.
BDA continues right after this.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
And don't shoot Bogart all that funny. Share it with us. You can tag me at O Matthew.
Yeah, really.
That is OHMAFFEW. O Matthew.
You can tag me, Fatboy933.
Now, back to the damn audio. It's hard to get people to go to church these days. It's even harder to get the young kids to go because they're like, oh, I want to stay home and FaceTime.
You got
to
bribe them. And it's vacation Bible school season, too.
I see the signs everywhere. I was like, oh, man, I miss the pizza parties. I really do.
I love that.
We used to hit those every week for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Pizza parties.
Churches used to coordinate with each other. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Where they would like send flyers for theirs.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore because it's like, oh, Lord, what if the kids start wanting to go to that church and they bring their parents and then we lose that offering money?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You would rarely have two on the same week. Just didn't happen much.
They have VBSs, man.
What kind of pizza did they serve?
It was probably Little Sleezers.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
But, you know, when
Domenico's.
When you're a kid and it's a pizza party.
It's
like, I remember I went to a kid's that I was friends with, his church's revival, because they were having said pizza party. And they had the pizza party before VBS started. So I went to the pizza party, and then I called my mom. I said, hey, I ate too much pizza. Come get me. She's like, no.
You're going to stay.
You ate their pizza. You're going to stay and make their crafts with popsicle sticks into a crucifix, and then I'll get you.
Dude, that one summer, I had like 10 glitter shirts just from VBS.
Really?
Because we would make shirts.
And then you get everybody to sign it at the end of it on the back. Oh, it's the days. All right, let's start with this one. As I was saying, it is hard to get the youth in there. So, but you know, one thing about kids, they like the music. They like the music. They like the dancing. Would you go to this youth church?
Did you know that God loves a good party? God loves a good party. The angels break out their party hats. God is lavish. God loves a good party. So, let's party.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Oh, that would get him in.
Make me twerk.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you should twerk for the Lord.
He told twerk for the Lord.
No.
This might get him in, too.
What is your personal philosophy of rehabilitation?
So, my personal philosophy of rehabilitation...
It's like a fart laughing.
It is. It's what Peyton said.
It's Donald.
You're laughing out of the bottle.
Professional! What?
Got some.
Does it make you hurt hearing it?
I'm going to go play that for the geese outside and see what they do to me.
They'll crap more than they crap now outside.
They'll start laughing with him, and you'll be like, wow, y'all
Come
laugh like that lady.
All together.
Something down here screwed.
Bless her heart.
It sounded like Bill Murray warming up for his concert.
Oh, you better not let him hear.
May I take the reign once again?
I wish you would.
This is the one where I think that, one set of my grandparents, one grandpa died when I was a year old. The other one, that was the house that smelled like what, Fat Boy?
Bengays and farts.
Right. Mm-hmm. It did. It had a very odd smell to it. Not really a church-going grandmother, but now the other side, Mary's parents, obviously, you know, he was a deacon. She was, the volunteer for all these things, my grandmother. But I like when old people cuss. I think it's really funny. I also think it's funny when, like, a couple's been together for, like, what looks to be, like, 65-plus years. And they're at a birthday party, and Grandpa knows the camera's on, so he decides to say something kind of
silly,
misogynist about women his bride sits beside him. And you are sure you edited this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh. Alcohol has so many female hormones in it. Once you drink too much, you can't drive, and you start talking nonsense.
You know that you are a f***ing bastard, right?
she just turns real slow and looks at him.
She looks like Della Reese. He looks like Grady from Sanford and Son.
Not from The Outdoors.
No.
From Sanford and Son.
Grady's Outdoors.
Yeah. Shout out.
Wait a minute. That took me a minute. I thought you were talking about the John Candy movie. Grady Outdoors.
Oh, no, not that one.
You're
talking about Grady's. Grady's Outdoors. That's Grady Jarrett that owns that, right?
I think it is, actually. Yeah. You know, we did the HR training videos, stop tape after discussion.
Yeah, that's okay.
I found them. Like, I found a box of them, but I've never heard from somebody who's actually been in one. So this is our,
one of the featured actors.
This is our buddy Griff Reaper from Instagram.
I didn't know Griff did some acting work.
Well, this is the hot sauce and the peppers and everything. The Griff Reaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his side work. He's actually a security man at night.
Oh, wow.
So he was in a training video because this actually happened. They turned it into a learning tool.
Oh, wow.
And just like, I feel bad for you, Griff, because you got assaulted at work verbally.
Oh, no.
And, you know, what would you do if you were in his position?
Let's listen.
Hey, what you doing up so late?
Oh, couldn't sleep, you know.
Yeah, this night watch duty for the birds.
Hey, my friend, you're hanging out of your shorts there.
Oh. How did that happen?
Leave it out. Doesn't offend us.
Yeah, it might make staying up this late all worthwhile.
Wow, the night isn't getting any younger.
Stop tape for discussion.
Griff, I'm sorry, buddy.
Which one was he? Wow. Was he the one that pointed that the guy was hanging out?
He was the one that was hanging out.
He was hanging out.
And the guy told him to...
So when that saucy music starts to play, we can't see what's happening.
I know.
The guy told him to stay out.
Oh, leave it there.
He said, leave it out. It doesn't offend us.
Yeah, but when the jazzy music started, what happens?
Well, they started walking toward him aggressively.
Does he pretend to be a TSA agent?
He'd start to...
Going up and down the inside of the leg?
Start the reverse frisk.
I tell you what, when I went to the freaking islands, that guy frisked me. I tell you what.
Did you like it?
If they did one of those things, like, hey, would you go over there to my boss and rate the service, whatever? I was going to say, dude... That guy gave me a full search. Like, there's clearly, I had no bomb on or anything on me.
Full cavity search.
Did he find anything that you needed to know medically?
He goosed me one time. He goosed me one time.
He's like, you might want to have this checked out, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you remember this throwback?
You son of a bitch.
I do. I love
what
that.
What the f*** is your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn f***ing Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of s***. You f***ing goddamn f***. Listen, Ed, you have f***ing crossed the line.
Wow.
Get that through your damn f***ing head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have f***ed this country over and gang the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you damn son of a bitch? Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent, those are f***ing fighting words. Excuse me.
That was actually Griff Reaper's boss when he complained to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he went to HR, that was fire. The reaction he got. I thought that was from our last air check.
Wow.
Do you love tennis?
I do.
Do you love
not any good at it anymore.
Do you love,
love
one where the person is losing and then something happens? I don't know the aces and the loves and all that stuff. Yeah. I don't know what
deuce.
That means. But there's nothing better than someone is just getting just beat.
Annihilated.
And then something happens.
And
it starts to turn.
Oh.
Here is I'm going to botch this name. Daria Gavrilova.
It's not a good first name.
After a nail-biting three-hour thriller. One match.
They were rallying.
Three hours. It was a real nail-biter. She was taking on Australian Kristina Miljovic. I bet I said that one right.
Nailed that.
They asked Daria after the match, where did that come from? Why was that not there at the beginning? And how did you do that? And here's what Daria said.
Because I know if I don't win this game, I'm done. So I just, I'm good from behind.
Not going to go there. Come here. Come back here. You're still young.
Well, hang on a second. Who the hell's the announcer?
Wow.
I don't know. It sounds like Navratilova.
This, I'm not going to go there because you're still young.
He was kind of naughty.
Play it one more time. I went to the echo. You know, we were talking the other day about the tennis crowds. Like, they're usually very prim and proper, you know, the clapping and everything. In a golf way. Although golf's gotten really, like, rednecky. I mean, and I'm for that. Like, I love rednecks.
So it was a quiet clap.
Yeah, but now it's like they're hooting and hollering the minute that ball's hit, you know. It's not so much the gentleman's game. But at tennis, they're all prim and proper. So you hear the echo. But I wasn't expecting the audio. I was expecting a sigh or a like that. But they loved it.
Because I know if I don't win this game, I'm done. So I just, I'm good from behind.
Not going to go there. Come here. Back here. You're still young.
Come here, you lass.
I think that was drink water that Paige wanted to hook up with. They're not going to go there. Did you slide behind?
It was probably Piers Morgan.
Drink water was hot.
Speaking of that, let's hurry. I got to take a Piers.
What the f*** you going to take?
Sir, what are you talking about?
You slow this mother f***er down. I nailed you the other day for that
Sir, the speed limit says 15.
This is a private f***ing driveway. You got that? It ain't your f***ing driveway.
I understand
you
that.
You slow the mother f***er down, or you'll never commit it again.
Yeah, the speed limit is 15.
The speed limit ain't 15.
That's what it
is. This is a private f***ing road.
That's what my GPS tells me.
I don't give a f*** what your GPS tells you. F*** your GPS and your electronics.
Okay.
You f***ing drive like a white man or don't come in here.
What?
Drive like a white man? What's that supposed to mean?
Mother
Dude, hey. Be nice to your Amazon drivers.
Oh, okay. So you didn't set that up. That is an Amazon driver?
Yeah, it goes down a private driveway. And I don't know what drive like a white man means.
That's rude.
I don't know. Why? Just for context purposes, was the driver black?
No, he was white. That's,
wow.
That was
okay,
what was
that's
odd.
Even weirder then.
Yeah. What that's does that mean, old man?
Ah, Lord. I don't know.
Anyway.
Not wear a seatbelt.
That was Griff Reaper when somebody tried to drive up to his house.
It's a private road. I'm a porn star.
He's all over BDA.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Look at that baguette.
That's a baguette, actually.
Oh.
It's the type of bread.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you type 2 diabetic?
You're about to be.
I'm tired of weighing 400 pounds? Try Doretta. I just came out with a new name. Doretta.
That's good. That's going to be one.
Doretta?
You want, somebody will take it, and that will be a name.
I was looking at an email from Josh DeLuca. That's where it came from.
The hell he want?
Doretta.
Oh, let me huff this real quick.
It's another press release. No.
I've been looking at it all week, man. Just give me one.
Don't do it.
Oh, I need to buy you some more.
No.
Yeah, look at her. Yeah, give
You're
me some.
I use it.
I thought about that the other day, man, because I was using some Gorilla Glue on something. And
that's strong.
I smelled it just really out of curiosity, and I was like, it was almost like the best way to describe it is like when you bite into a lemon, that look. When I took, I guess you'd say, a hit of that and smelled it, I was like,
Let him cook.
And it, like, I felt like I saw like birds swirling in a circle.
Oh, like Uncle Remus?
Yeah, like when a cartoon person got hit in the head. And they'd like, oh, they got birds. That's the way I felt. I was like, no. I felt like I lost brain cells just by taking a hit of Gorilla Glue, which is oddly enough a strain of weed.
Which is,
it is.
Which is kind of alarming. If it smells like that, then it must be really strong.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Not as strong as what's
my bumper fell off, so I was using some Gorilla Glue. Yeah,
use some Flex Seal for that.
You fix things like a girl.
Flex Seal I used for my boat that time. I accidentally cut it in half. I just flex sealed it, and it worked fine for a minute.
Tape and glue.
Yeah. Fat Boy, remind me what... we went on the air, and you already had your headphones on. I can't remember what it was now.
I don't know if it was the one thing you asked if I have ready, which I do have ready.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Or if it was the other thing.
Well, we were going to do it yesterday, but it wouldn't have... We talked about you so much yesterday, Paige. Bad way. It's just like... You know, relationship stuff would come up with, God, I wonder what Paige would do with this, or this little thing came up. Like,
saw somebody with huge jugs. Like,
see somebody's life through, like, you know, meta glasses. I'd like to see a day in your life. Like, what it. I would. Ugh. I'd also want to be able to read your thoughts too, though. That would be more fun.
That would be terrible.
Like, we want to put a camera on you, like, every hour.
That'd be fun. It's the Pertle Show.
Oh, no.
Because when we start the Patron, people will want to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
The Patron. And just,
every day, it's Patreon. People text in every day. And he knows it, too. He just does it to aggravate the piss out of y'all. It's the only reason he does it. So don't waste your
Patreon. Don't waste your minutes.
Don't waste your minutes on that. Yes, Gorilla Glue is a weed thing. Look it up, you jerk. Texters. I'm going to quit reading texts if we don't get any nice ones.
I'm sorry.
Ooh.
You want a little sample of the...
I got...
latest submission.
People are now texting in their new favorite weed strains. Apparently, there's one called Chocolate Diesel.
That sounds like diarrhea.
We might have that if they start making... He does country. The other one might have to do the other stuff. What's up, everybody? It's Chocolate Diesel.
Yo, it's the Night Storm with Chocolate Diesel.
The Night Storm with Chocolate Diesel.
Whip in the place of Casey and JoJo.
You know, if Jason Williams can be white chocolate, you know, why not, right?
He's looking at me.
So, Paige,
Diesel.
I don't know if you know this. You were not here yesterday.
No, and I was not feeling well yesterday.
Last Friday, after 20-plus years, we finally talked to Dan from Columbia.
I remember that.
And Dan has sent another song since. Because he
said he was going to.
He had a really good time at something you had said on the show.
He did.
And it's where I was doing the spelling bee with you and Fat Boy, and I said, Paige, pick a state. Do you remember what state you said? What state did you say?
Boston.
Paige said the state of Boston.
Yes.
Wow.
So for your listening pleasure, this is White Chocolate Diesel, and this is from Dan from Columbia. Enjoy.
Her name is Paige, thinks Boston's a state. Geographically challenged, thinks it's a state. The city is called Boston. In the state of Massachusetts. The region of New England. Those basic facts of how eluded Paige.
Oh. I love that.
Big finish.
Ironically, I spent a summer in Massachusetts.
Did you?
Yeah, New England. It was great.
Massachusetts. That's got to be a thing, too. The toughest state name to say. My daddy couldn't say it. My daddy sounded like he was saying he had to go number two twice when he would say it.
Really?
He would say, like, massive two.
Oh.
Like, Massachusetts. That's what I'm going to say now.
I could say he said Massachusetts is what he would say. But there was a little shh in it sometimes. Massachusetts.
What if you're from there? Are you a Massachusetter? I got to ask Boston Blackie.
Get him on the phone.
I got to. All Boston questions.
Sour Dub is my new favorite. I'm reading a text, by the way.
Are there that many pot nuggets going around?
Well, they
different
they,
ones.
Pot nuggets.
You know what's
deep
crazy?
Fried pot.
Do you see ads for the Delta 9 on Instagram all the time?
Yeah, because I think that's the one that local rehab counselors are trying to get banned. I think that's the one.
So I was like, because it said on the ad, it said may not be applicable or whatever in your state. So I went in and, you know, I filled out the thing just to see. And you can get it.
Like a sample?
No, you can order it.
It wouldn't. You can order, isn't it?
Don't order it, though.
It's Delta. Well, fine, Paige, you want his? I got it all. I got everybody a 20 sack.
I think that's the one that there were some counselors saying that, look, people that are coming to rehab are taking this synthetic stuff and it's not working out for them.
Oh, they have problems with synthetic weed, but like the meat wax and stuff they have no issues with. Like the synthetic meat that they're selling now, like, is crazy. I'll tell you, and chocolate. I read something yesterday that made my freaking skin crawl, is that the five biggest producers of chocolate in the world now are using synthetic lab-created cocoa. Because real cocoa is too expensive. And I'm talking about the big ones. The big ones.
Well, that don't sound as bad as, you know, lab-generated meat.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, okay, on one hand, overpopulation, lack of food shortage, sourcing, all this stuff. Yes, that's true. Science goes in and starts making fake food.
Yep.
The body is not going to react to that.
This is kind of like Soylent Green.
Like, there's a... Oh, God, what a great movie.
Oh, my God.
There's I saw another good video restaurant of a guy. He had some broccoli that he had bought at a regular grocery store, put it in his crisper for like a week, and they never used it. So he's like, hey, I'll throw it out the yard. We have rabbits and squirrels and all this crap. Stuff sit out there for 2 weeks. Animals wouldn't even eat it. Like,
what?
Think about
man.
That. I know. So, like, what's on it that an animal would not eat it? Very strange.
Well, it's broccoli. Nobody likes broccoli.
Like the stuff animals with cheap bread, that video I showed you, people would buy cheap loaf bread. They'd take a piece of it, put palm in their hand, turn the water spigot on over it, and they would sit there and sponge it. And it was come back. Like,
how
they'd squeeze the water
that
out of it. Dude, I don't know. Because it's nothing's real.
I think spigot is how you say it.
The Ride Spigot. Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.